Blog Talk Radio.
And I want you to work in me.
Oh, because I've seen you work in others, and I want you to work.
Praise God. We are back live today at 12 noon. The name of this program is going to be On the Wall, Watch and Pray. Putting another brick on the wall for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Before we can go any further, I'm going to go ahead and read a scripture. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with song. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that maketh us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. The fifth verse says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth shall endure to all generations. The word of God for the people of God. I come before you today, therefore, just a quick word of prayer to open up a new door. You know, we were having people on the show, and they were always saying, we need to pray more, we need to pray more, we need to pray, but we need to pray and watch. Watch at the signs of God is moving throughout the whole world, not just in Orangeburg, but all over the country, from state to state, from city to city. God is moving in a mighty way. And I come right now, Lord Jesus, let this Holy Spirit that lives within this temple intercede in behalf to you, spirit to spirit, that you can intercede to Abba on our behalf. You say that we come together in unity and pray and cry out to you that you will heal the land on this day. Standing on the wall one more time for you. Open up a new door, Lord. On this day, be asking that you intercede in our behalf, spirit to spirit, that this land be healed. Change what needs to be changed. Build this new world and change it into a new world. Correct all the problems that we are going through and have them manifested out of the way that's anything that's not of God. And touch us and lead us and guide us in the direction that you want us to go. Take back what the enemy has took from thy people. Put us back on the right path of righteousness. Put us back in your palm of your hand. Put the whole world in your hand that we might be able to stand on the wall and watch for you, watch faithfully for you, free of sin, free of sickness, free of people lying and talking about you and scandalize your name and make you think that you're nobody. All these pastors and leaders that is trying to blind our eyes. Open all the eyes, Lord, and we can see clearly. Give us that discernment we need that nobody can do but you. Not a long prayer, but a short prayer. Thank you so much that this spirit that lives in this temple can intercede. Spirit to spirit, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and sit on the right-hand side of the Father, interceding for us in our behalf. And we love Abba, my Father, my provider. He sent manna to the earth. He sent his Son to the earth, that I have the right today to come before him and ask anything in his name, and he said he'll give it to me. Amen. Thank you for just being here. And I'll see you next time. It's Nathan, one more time, putting a brick on the wall. of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Don't go and say things about my father.